locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The death penalty could be off the table in a new reported plea deal for three terrorists, including the man suspected of planning 9/11. Legal analyst Lori Levinson tells us why prosecutors would go for this.
There are allegations that they subjected these defendants to multiple lengthy rounds of waterboarding, and therefore their confession should be thrown out.
Donald Trump's getting backlash for his comments to black journalists today in Chicago.
A lot of the journalists in this room are black. I will tell you that coming from the border are millions and millions of people that happen to be taking black jobs.
He also questioned whether Vice President Harris is really black. The American Cancer Society says obesity is causing higher cancer rates among young adults. Dr. John LaPook.
Fat contains an enzyme that converts testosterone to estrogen. Yes, women have testosterone, which in turn may be increasing breast cancer.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Listen to Mornings with WFHR tomorrow during the 9 o'clock hour for Pet of the Week, brought to you by the Southfield County Humane Society, exclusively on locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate plan to stop in western Wisconsin next week. Harris is expected to announce her running mate by Tuesday. That's when they'll be at a rally in Philadelphia. They'll campaign in seven swing states in 4 days after that. Wisconsin's young people are in a mental health crisis. That's according to a new study from the Department of Public Instruction. 59% of high school students say they've dealt with at least one mental health challenge in the past year.
Think about that for a second. Almost six out of every 10 Wisconsin high schoolers are telling us that they feel anxious, depressed, or suicidal.
State School Superintendent Jill Underley says schools need more mental health services. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following our upcoming meetings in the listening area for Thursday, August 1st, the Southwood County Airport Commission will meet at 8 a.m. at Alexander Field. The Wood County Highway Infrastructure and Recreation Committee will meet at 9 a.m. The Judicial and Legislative Committee will meet at 1 at the courthouse in Room 114. The Town of Rome will hold their Community Development Authority Committee meeting at 3. The town board meeting will start after the electors meet at 5. The town of Grand Rapids will hold their airport commission meeting at 8 a.m. In Portage County, the local emergency planning committee will meet at 8:30 a.m., the Commission on Aging, Aging and Disability Resource Center board at 4 p.m., and the human resources committee will meet at 5. In Adams County, the administrative and finance committee will meet from 9 to 11, and the health and human services committee will meet from 4 to 6. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers lose to the Braves. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Atlanta Braves at American Family Field this afternoon. A final score 6-2 in favor of Atlanta. Brewer bats held to 6 hits, 2 earned runs, with veteran Chris Sale on the mound for Atlanta. Pitched 5 1/3 innings. At one point, the crew giving up back-to-back home runs. So they lose the series. Milwaukee now with a 5-game lead ahead of the Cardinals and the Pirates in the NL Central. The crew has tomorrow off. Then they head to Washington, D.C. for a weekend series against the Nationals. NFL training camp continued today, hot and humid across the state, and Matt LaFleur worked out his offensive linemen, defensive linemen, and helmets and pads in the heat.
Guys are going to have to dig deep today. Today is going to be a lot longer. I'd envision at least a half an hour longer, a lot of reps. We know it's going to be hot, and warned them yesterday to make sure they take care of their hydration, everything they put in their body, make sure you get a good night's rest, and it's going to be a little bit of a gut check, I think.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered storms, some could be strong. Warm and muggy with a low in the upper 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, more storms possible. Not as hot, but still humid. Highs in the low 80s. Heating back up Friday and plenty of humidity. High upper 80s. Currently 89 degrees. Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a...
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. We should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about milk that?
Producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning includes our Women Win Wisconsin visit with a Waukesha area assembly candidate standing up to the right-wing assault on education.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This
home for the
is
Tom
Busted
Show.
Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
There it is, Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Wednesday night, yes, we are still live from the State Street Studio in Madison. No, not Johnny tonight. Yes, we told you, we gave Johnny 3 days off, so we're letting him have 3 days off. But it's me and Jess again. Yes, Jess, how are you, Jess?
I'm a little tired.
We have been working, haven't we?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, we have.
Yeah. What, you know, the WPEN, Wisconsin Public Education Network, their 10-year summit here in Madison. Last night, all day today, got there early in the morning. I actually, I had to have a cup of coffee.
You've
here.
Had like 6 cups of coffee today,
know,
Tim. I'm a little concerned.
This could be a problem later tonight when I'm like, why can't I sleep?
Why can't I sleep? I don't understand.
Can't do it, you know. Well, I tell you what, though, Jess, it was great, though, last night getting to take you and Aaron to the Minocqua Brewery tap room in Madison.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
You know, because the best thing, Busted Pencils is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company tap room. Minocqua Brewing Company, they are awesome public school supporters. They sued the state of Wisconsin to try to end the voucher program. They are making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out MinocquaBrewingCompany.com. You can get their beer, their swag, everything there. And Kirk, thank you for hosting Jess, Aaron, and me last night. And Jess, you got to see me have, you know, partake in a rare thing, which was I had a half a beer.
You had a full beer.
I don't know if you noticed, I left about a quarter.
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure.
I typically get yelled at. But it's Busted Pencils. It's fully leaded.
That was good beer, though.
It is good beer. It's a great place, and we love that they are our sponsor for the show. 855-752-4842 is the number if you would like to give us a call, jump in on the show. So Johnny's not here. We're at the Wisconsin Public Education Network. We're at the summit. We're talking to all kind of people. And we run into an old friend. He's been on the show probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But welcome back to Busted Pencils, Bert Zipperer. Bert, what's happening, my friend?
Tim, it's good to see you. It's good to be here.
We appreciate you, man.
Vice versa.
That event is awesome.
It was great. It was fabulous. It was hopeful. It was informative. It was dynamic.
Yeah, the whole idea, you know, 10 years, though, too. I didn't realize that the Wisconsin Public Education Network had been in operation all that time. Great sessions, lots of great speakers. Your thought, though, you know, just right away, you know, any quick standout?
You know, just their focus. Their focus is if you support public education, then you got to fund it.
Yeah.
And you
got
to fund it fully. And no kid was ever educated without enough money to support. To be invested in that good education, good public education.
So I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yeah.
So one of the things we've been doing, you know, lately since the Harris change, of which we've all acknowledged is so exciting and makes us feel empowered. You know, we're talking from public education voters, though, this decision to go for a vice presidential pick. And the question of if you're a public education voter – Is there a vice presidential potential nominee that makes more sense, or are there ones that don't? And you, yeah, your thoughts.
You know, I don't have the names.
Okay.
But I think that's a critical question. You know, governors, for example, that have supported vouchers and have supported but diverting public education dollars to the private schools, I would have... I would feel bad about that.
So, yeah, so what we've been saying on Busted Pencils, so, you know, the short list we keep hearing is Bashir, Waltz, and Shapiro.
Is Bashir still on that list?
I thought he was still on the list. I know it's getting pretty narrow now down to kind of like Shapiro, Waltz. It seems like that they're the top two. I don't know, Jess. Maybe here, we'll do the first thing. Look that up for me, Jess, and see if you...
Okay.
No. But... Shapiro, the governor from Pennsylvania, my original home state, he is a voucher supporter. And we've been saying, I think that should take him out of the consideration. Why would you want to alienate public education voters?
Exactly.
Okay.
Especially when you've got other choices that are...
Yeah, because we keep hearing this, though, too, that Shapiro brings, you know, Pennsylvania massive electoral votes and... Can you public education people maybe look the other way?
They always say that, don't they?
I know, right?
You know, and I think there's some good research that says vice presidential candidates do not necessarily bring their home states.
Right.
But a good vice presidential candidate can win over various people. And I think this is important. I mean,
yeah, because we've been saying it's just like, well, especially when you think now, too, if it's really coming down to Waltz. Mm-hmm. What a great vice presidential pick, because here you go, fourth grade teacher, yep. Rural Minnesota,
ideal.
Union leader, you know, sharp, not weird.
Not weird.
Well, then let's go back to another historical period, Obama's education secretary.
Disaster.
Yeah.
Right? And people are like, does it matter? Well, so now that's the other twist, though, because we had a caller call in and say, Tim, Jess, Johnny, maybe you guys shouldn't worry so much about the vice president. And who is the Harris campaign looking at for Secretary of Education? And if we knew that, would that change our mind in saying, okay, the vice president pick doesn't matter because we know this is the Secretary of Education? Your thoughts on that calculus?
I think who you pick for your first pick sends a message about who your next picks will be. So I think what's okay to buy you, what is possible for you to support, and I think you want your first pick to be good.
I do too, and to keep the excitement going.
Oh yeah,
you know. And I said, so we're at the 10-year summit of all of the, you know, the entire state of Wisconsin, every public education supporter there, and I gotta say that, you know, if that group found out or heard during today that Shapiro was going to be the vice presidential nominee, I got to think that group would be very disappointed today.
Well, you know, and I think the excitement and the dynamism, the 10,000 people at yesterday's rally, for example, for Vice President Harris, you know, you don't want to take air out of that movement. You've got 98 more days to go, and you'd take the air out of the movement with a pro-voucher supporter.
855-752-4842 is the number. If you want to jump in, give us a call, a guest. Madison, Teachers Incorporated, retired.
Retired
teacher.
School counselor,
but were a classroom teacher too.
Worked in the classrooms with teachers.
Wait, absolutely. Okay. You know, how many years?
30 years.
30 years.
Yeah. Although we sat around the other night asking who had the most seniority. Well, last night at the event. And I was clearly out of the running because there was like 43 years and 37 years and 38 years.
So that made you feel good?
I felt like I should go back and do about 12 more years.
Well, you're like, okay, I'm not as old as I feel. There are people older than me.
That might be true.
It is. It's frightening that you just said that, though, too, with the 30 years, because I don't feel like I've been in this business for 33 years, but I have. My first teaching job was in 1990.
And you keep running into students who are like,
yes,
in their
40s. Wait a minute, you know, because I'm like, that was yesterday. That was last month.
Yeah. I think time is a percentage of our life.
Yeah.
So in the first 5 years of our life, a year is 20% of your life. Mm. Where today it's like one.
So So, yeah, we are there. Oh, check this out, though. Dude, got a new number, 608-610-1126, 608-610-1126. If you're out there trying to call, try that number. You will definitely get in on that number. Sorry for giving out. We're moving studios. We said this is Civic Media. One of the ways you can avoid the part of this, though, download the Civic Media app, Bert. I don't know if you did it, although I got to say, I'm not sure your phone does apps.
The flip phone doesn't do apps as well. You are correct. But everybody else can do it.
Okay. But yeah, check it. Download the Civic Media app. That way you can always have Busted Pencils. We always point this out to our listeners in Finland. If they didn't have the Busted Pencils app, they couldn't or the Civic Media app, they couldn't listen. Yes, Bert, we have two listeners in Finland.
I love that. And I've always admired your education approach because I think we have to be relentless and dedicated and courageous in defending public education. It's the basis of democracy.
It's our democracy. And you say, you know, I've been thinking about this, right? All these talks about indoctrination, you know, and it's just like, okay.
Indoctrinate you into the Bill of Rights.
And yeah, it's like, wait. So if we're going to indoctrinate you in democracy, you got a problem with that?
Exactly.
You know, like really, you got a problem with democracy indoctrination? Yeah, that's what we try to do here, though. It is, you know, Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk, Educated Educators, Talking Education. And mostly, you know, Bert, we're trying to get the message out to my neighbor. My neighbor who actually does like public schools,
right.
But hears the misinformation, hears the disinformation, gets confused, votes for policies that they didn't know was going to actually undermine their public schools because so much of the rhetoric comes across as it starts to sound like common sense, you know, failing schools. Well, they must not be talking about my failing school, so they're talking about the school down there.
Exactly.
So we've said we always are trying to bring this to, you know, yes, we know teachers, we know public school supporters love Busted Pencils. What I want to do, though, too, is get that person out there right now who's driving home and going like, wait a minute, I think what Bert and Tim are talking about, that makes sense to me. I love democracy.
Exactly. And the idea that every single person in this country has the right to enter a public school, to be a student, and get a full complete education.
Think, you know, it's just like, yeah, like, why is this radical to say that every child deserves and, in fact, should be entitled to not just an adequate education. In fact, that was one of the words that was used today, and we're going to talk about that. You know, again, the Wisconsin Public Education Network 10-year summit. Bert Zipperer, Jess was there. Tim was there hanging out, talking to all kinds of great people. Mm-hmm. Lots of great sessions. We're going to talk about some of those sessions. 608-610-1126 is the number if you want to call in, though, and get on the show. Hey, also, if you're following us on Facebook right now, you can see probably two of the most incredibly awesome-looking guys that you've probably ever seen. You're following on X. You can see us on the Civic Media X account and YouTube. Yes, we're out there. You don't have to call. You could text in your question if you're one of those people that says, I don't like to hear my voice on the radio. It is kind of weird. It took me a while to get used to hearing my own voice.
It's a funny thing. Yeah,
it's spooky. It's like, wait a minute. What the heck is happening? Our guest, though, right now, Bert Zipperer, Madison Teachers Incorporated, retired. Talking about what happened today at the Wisconsin Public Education Network Conference, public education supporters all over, Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded, Education Talk. When we get back, Bert, got a question for you. Okay,
I'll try to have an answer.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to stump you. So stay tuned for more, Bert Zipperer.
WFHR.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
The moment I walked out of the auditorium, I said, it's our time now. It's the little girls that look like me who wake up with brown skin and sometimes wonder, do they matter? To have someone like Kamala, who is not only qualified, but representative of voices that have been ignored for far too long, it felt like all things are possible.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
You guys love Busted Pencils music. How about that, Bert?
I love right? that.
You know, again, I say, you know, we're trying to bring it, man. You know,
because, you got it.
Hey, I like NPR, but you know what? That's not what we are. We are Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. We are educated educators talking education. And we are absolutely, you know, indoctrinators of democracy.
That's what I hear. And civic rights and Bill yeah. of Rights and other things.
I was just thinking about that. It's like, you know, yeah, we talked about that. It's like, if you're against democracy, okay, then maybe you do have a beef with us.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you that. But do you really want me to stop advocating democracy?
Like that fair discussion of ideas and voting and things like that?
It's crazy. There's an insanity there that I think just kind of takes us away from what we're supposed to be doing. It is Busted Pencils, and we are here with our guest, Bert Zipperer, Jess and Tim. All three of us, we have been at the Wisconsin Public Education Network 10-year summit. Attending sessions, Jess.
Yes.
You were at a session right away this morning. What do you think? What was it about? Give us your take. Ooh, boy.
Okay, so the first session that I went to today was on equity and excellence. And this is something that we got into yesterday when we had Dr. Joe Gothard on. We posed this question to him, like, is there potentially sort of this conflict between equity and excellence? Because it doesn't seem like there should be. And a lot of people on certain ends of a spectrum, leaning maybe towards the right, sometimes will go like, oh, yeah, equity, that's great and all, but what about test scores? What about kids learning their Common Core curriculum? And it's like, well, you can do all of that. You can do all of that. And this presentation was so much about how you can find the gifts that each child has. It's not that some students are gifted and talented and other students have no gifts and no talents. Every child has gifts and talents. Mm. And finding that gift, finding that talent, fostering it, nurturing it, and then helping it bloom. Mm-hmm. And what I really loved, one of the presenters is an astronaut.
No, like an astronaut.
Like an astronaut. I
Whoa.
Mean, she hasn't been to the International Space Station, but she did fly in zero G.
Nice.
With a science experiment that was designed with her class.
Mm.
We actually got an interview with her that will be airing either on Friday or on Monday.
Nice.
Super, super exciting. And just, it was really good energy just to sit and talk about every child's excellence.
Mm.
And on the other end of the spectrum, Tim, I hear that your first session that you went to was not about excellence.
It was not about excellence, Bert.
What was yours?
Wisconsin State Reading Association was talking about
the science of reading.
And I got to say, I'm going to hold this because we got some great guests. They're going to come on and do a whole show. But yeah, and we've busted pencils. We have taken this on multiple times, you know, this quote, science of reading. First of all, it's not science. Mm-hmm. The science of reading is a marketing scheme.
Right.
And it truly is a push to buy materials
Absolutely.
That are, quote, aligned with the science of reading. And there's been a lot of kind of this going, it's like, well, what can you teach? What can't you teach? When it comes to the teaching of reading, I've always been in the camp that I do whatever it takes to help that kid learn to read.
Yes.
If that's letter recognition, then we're going to do letter recognition. If that's jumping into a book already because they're coming in reading already, they're getting a book. I, as the teacher, make that determination with the professional knowledge that I have, so that that's kind of, that's science.
Yep.
So, you know, here in Wisconsin, though, Act 20 is what it's called, which is this mandate, which we see going across all of the states in the country, in my home state now where I'm at in Ohio, truly a draconian effort on the science of reading. I got to say the one bright spot here in Wisconsin that I found out was is that there is a little bit of leeway in Act 20 to not use every prescribed curriculum only.
Do they give you a warning before they send you straight to jail?
Yeah, you get a little bit of a warning. But I stood up in my session and said, I'm like, you guys got...
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Raptors baseball on WFHR. It is a must-win ball game. Christmas in July from historic Witter Field against the Wausau Woodchucks. Wrapping up this home-and-home series, Andy Ockham for Raptors Radio right here on WFHR. Game number 60 of our season has the Raptors at 15-11 in the second half. They got their 30th win last night at Wausau. 30 wins, 29 losses for Wisconsin Rapids entering today. The Woodchucks at 17-7 in half number two, 43 wins and 15 losses in 2024. Last night, 9-4 the final score for the Raptors. 9 runs on 12 hits, no errors. 8 left on the bat for Wausau. 4 runs on 11 hits and an error. They left 11 on the bases. Raptors led it 5-0 after two innings, a three-run top of the first, the highlight being a two-out, two-run single on the ground, clearing the right side into right field for Orlando Lordoy. Three straight doubles with two down in the top of the second led to that multi-run inning for the Raptors. RBI two-baggers coming off the bats of Aiden Teal and Jorge Degatti. Wausau added three in the bottom of the third, or second, I should say, before we entered a lengthy delay, about 90 minutes from Athletic Park, some bad weather in the Wausau area before we got back underway. Next scoring in the ballgame, bottom five, Max Solis Jr., a laser shot over the left center field wall. The catcher's seventh of the season made it 5-4. Three runs, though, in the top of inning six, highlighted by a solo jack from Orlando Lordoy, his first of the season, gave the Raptors an 8-4 lead before they added one last insurance run in the ninth, a leadoff homer to dead center from Chris Arroyo, his fifth of the season. Evan Parmer got the win in relief, his final outing as a Raptor. Three innings, no runs, a hit, two walks, two punchouts on 42 pitches. Edwin Alisea got the start in the loss for Wausau. Two innings pitched, five hits allowed, five earned runs, two walks, two strikeouts on 43 pitches. Tristan Krusenberry got the nod, his 12th outing of the season for Wisconsin Rapids. The Campbellsville native. Three innings pitched, five hits, three earned runs, no walks, three strikeouts on 60 pitches thrown. It was Josh Novak to get the final three outs in the ninth inning. Two punch outs, two hits, and 19 pitches thrown. 2 hours, 50 minutes, the time of the game, over 1,500 in attendance at Athletic Park. 83 and cloudy was our temperature at the time of first pitch. Rats jumped out, as I mentioned, to that 5-0 lead, never looked back. Finished 3-3 at Wausau this season. They're 0-5 against the Chucks here at Winter Field. They'll look to change that tonight. Starting lineups from both sides and the pitchers to come next. Right here on your home for After Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead, ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-bodded dad to eat more plants, for the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
You want to feel important.
You want to be part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things.
You want to feel like you belong.
We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it.
We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers.
We are normal people just like you. But our part-time service in the Army National Guard means we get to be more.
When our communities are in need, we get the chance to stand up and do something about it.
We get to serve in our own region and help the people we call neighbors.
From the lake shores of Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota.
The fertile fields of Indiana, Illinois, and Iowa to the wide open plains of North and South Dakota.
We are here for our hometowns.
And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Christmas in July at Witter Field. It is a winter wonderland in Wisconsin Rapids. Andy Ockham, your voice of the rafters, returning to you here on WFHR. Kenji Polaris to the mound here on this final day in July to begin this game, part of a home-and-home series with the Wausau Woodchucks. Defensively behind Kenji, left, center, right, Buchanan, Teal, in Orlando Lordoy. It's the first pitch of the ballgame to Vance Shahan is right down Broadway for a called strike. Jorge Degatti at third, Kyler McIntosh at short, Ben Lloyd at second, and Chris Arroyo's at first. Cashel Duggar, after a night off, will do the catching for the San Gabriel, California native. 0-1 delivery to Shahan, sprayed in the air center field. That sends Aiden Teal back, but he's able to get to a spot and make the catch for the first out. Shahan leading off at short for Wausau. Coming up now is the two-hole hitter and second baseman Val Serna Jr. Max Galvin will hit third and center. Max Brigham and his college teammate will clean things up at first base. 5-6 spots, a couple more left-handed bats for Corey Thompson. That's the catcher Bryce Hubbard and the third baseman Samuel Fisher. 7-8-9, Max Solis Jr., the DH, Christian Smith Johnson in right field, and Jake Berkland in left field this evening, hitting 9. First pitch from Kenji to Val Serna Jr., misses low and outside for ball 1. Serna Jr. from Central Methodist had spent the beginning of the season with Wausau, hit a home run against the Raptors at Athletic Park. It's the 1-0 delivery, runs inside, and that got Serna Jr. downstairs. Hit batsman puts a runner aboard here with one out in the top of the first. Polaris, 5 outings this season. 1-0 record in 20 and a third innings pitched. A sparkling 1.77 ERA and a 1.08 whip. Last worked 5 scoreless innings at Lakeshore in the 6-0 victory. Part of that doubleheader back on July 25th from Moonlight Graham Field. Out of the stretch, Polaris, first pitch to Max Galvin. Swung on and missed for strike 1. A walk and 6 punchouts for Kenji facing 18 hitters in Mequon back on the 25th. Has thrown once against Wausau this season. That came here at home. Part of that doubleheader on July 11th. The 0-1. Breaking ball in the air center field. Aiden Teal moving to his left to make the catch. 2 down, runner on first here in the top of the first inning. It's the exact same pitching matchup that we had on the nightcap of that July 11th doubleheader. Travis Lutz will toe the slab for Wausau in the home half of the first inning. In that outing, in the 16-4 Woodchuck win for Kenji, 4 innings tossed, 3 hits allowed, 2 earned runs, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts facing 17 hitters. The batter is Colin Brigeman. Brigeman 1-for-5 with a base hit in the 9th inning yesterday in that 9-4 Raptor victory. First pitch from Kenji, a fastball missing outside for ball 1. We'll debut the Raptor 1-9 in the home half and go over Wausau defensively as well, with Lutz taking the mound, as I mentioned. the Bradley product from Peoria. The 1-0. Breaking ball. High tapper on the ground. It'll go foul down the first base side. Couple homers for the Raptors last night. Both center field, both from left-handed bats. Orlando Lordoy and Chris Arroyo. Lordoy's first of the season. Second tenure with the Raptors for Orlando, playing in 24 games with the club last summer. For Arroyo, his fifth long ball of the season. 1-1 pitch from Kenji, a nice fastball grooved right in there for a called strike. Home plate umpire tonight is Henry Schmielwitz. Ryan Starks is down the first baseline, and the crew chief down the third baseline is Jeremy Brooks. 1-1, two strikes, two outs. Out on first base is Serna Jr., the payoff from Kenji. We'll have to wait as it's a pickoff move over to first base. Colin Brigham in the beer batter of the night here at Witter Field. Looking for some discounted beverages, root beer floats as well throughout the end of the inning for Raptor fans that have made their way out to Christmas in July. The 1-2. And on the ground at first, backhanded by Arroyo. Right next to the bag, he'll take it there himself in plenty of time. Polaris faces one over the minimum here in the first. We head to the home half. Raptors bats to be introduced right here from Witter Field on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Let's get back to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom one here from Witter Field. Travis Lutz to the mound in a nothing-nothing ball game between the Wausau Woodchucks and your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. Andy Ockham, Raptors Radio, right here on WFHR. Kenji Polaris got the mound for Rapids in the top of the first. Faced one over the minimum. 1-9 tonight for Rapids is as follows. Mason Onati will lead things off as the designated hitter. Aiden Teal will hit second in center. Jorge Degatti in the three-hole is playing third base for Kirk Schreider tonight. 4-5-6, the first baseman Chris Arroyo cleaning things up. Walker Buchanan will hit fifth and left, and in the sixth spot is the right fielder Orlando Lordoy. 7-8-9, Cashel Duggar the catcher, Kyler McIntosh the shortstop, and it's the Witter Field debut for the second baseman from Kenosha, Wisconsin, Ben Lloyd. Defensively behind Wausau, it's Jake Berkland in left, Max Galvin in center, Christian Smith-Johnson in right field. Samuel Fisher is over at third base, Vance Sheehan will play short. Val Serna Jr. at second. Colin Brigham at first. And Bryce Hubbard doing the catching for Lutz. Mason Onati in the left-handed batter's box. First pitch, fastball, middle-middle from Lutz. And we're underway offensively for the Raptors. Count 0-1. Onati reached in four of his five trips to the plate last night. Pair of doubles for Mason. Drove in a run as well. 0-1. Swing and a miss into the glove of Hubbard. Count nothing and two. You look at the player cards out on the right field video board, all in Santa hats. Abby Look, our graphic design intern and video board worker, hard at work getting all the coaches and players in Santa hats for today's Christmas in July ball game. The 0-2 fastball misses inside. Defensively, as I mentioned, getting Hubbard behind the plate for Lutz. Last night's catcher was the DH, today Max Solis Jr. Lutz's first outing and start the Northwoods League this summer came here at Rapids against Kenji Polaris in the nightcap of that July 11th doubleheader. So the next delivery to Onati, hit in the air, shallow right field, catch made by the second baseman Val Serna Jr. And the batter is Aiden Teal. Teal collected his 10th double of the season last night in the second inning, driving in a run for the Mahwah, New Jersey native. And that start for Lutz, three scoreless here at Rapids on the 11th, allowed two hits, walked one and struck out four, facing a dozen hitters. The first pitch to Teal misses outside for ball one. Last time out, five innings of work for Lutz, his longest outing of the season, at home against Green Bay in a 9-4 victory back on the 25th. 1-0 pitch hit in the air left field. Jake Berkland, the usual left-sided infielder for Wausau, out in left field tonight, drifting over to make the catch. Two up, two down for Lutz. And that outing against Green Bay, talk about the five innings. Seven hits allowed, three earned runs, a walk and a strikeout, facing 22 hitters. Jorge Degatti reached twice an evening ago. First pitch, breaking ball in there for a called strike out of the hand of Lutz. Degatti, a four-pitch walk in inning one, later scored. Sixth double this season came in the second inning, and he drove in a run as well. The 0-1 fastball misses downstairs. Royo on deck. Walker Buchanan to follow. Back to the fastball. Lutz misses up and away for ball two on Degatti. 5-6-7 for Wausau in the top of the second when we get there. Bryce Hubbard, Samuel Fisher, and Max Solis Jr. The 2-1. Fastball missing low. Three balls and a strike. Perfect hitter's count here for the all-star Jorge Degatti. Off the bench today for Rapids, catchers Gabe Casso and Christian Webb. The 3-1 fastball misses outside for ball four. A five-pitch walk to Jorge Degatti. A two-out base runner for the Raptors brings up Chris Arroyo. Other availability off the bench, Joey Bezidlo, Dalton Fiveash, Tommy Goldbranson, listed infielders, and all four listed outfielders are in the card tonight. Chris Arroyo talked about his fifth home run of the season in the pregame show that led off the top of inning nine. Dead center tank facing Logan Butler. Leading off first to Gotti, the first delivered to Arroyo, popped up, shallow left center. It'll be Vance Sheahan calling off Berkland to make the catch and retire the side. Both pitchers face one over the minimum. Here in inning one, one left on per side. We head to the second, 0-0 the score for Rafters Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When is the last time you...
We're having a party!
And you're invited!
It's happening in the WFHR parking lot.
And it's Wednesday, August 14th from 12 to 6 p.m.
We're going to have food trucks and giveaways and face painting.
Balloon animals, WFHR merch, music requests, and much, much more.
We'll host the party, play your music requests, and all you need to do is show up.
On Wednesday, August 14th, noon to 6 p.m. in our parking lot.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top two here in Wisconsin Rapids. 0-0 to score. A crucial matchup for your Rafters here in the second half against the Wausau Woodchucks. 5-6-7 to up for Wausau in this inning. Bryce Hubbard, the the left-handed hitting catcher to lead things off against Kenji Pillares. Hubbard swinging at the first delivery, fouls it away down the left field side. Andy Ockham for Rafters Radio, thanking you so much as always for tuning in for Wednesday Night Baseball at historic Witter Field, whether on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps. Out of the windup, Pillares, the 0-1. Tapped foul, right out in front of the Woodchuck dugout down the first base side for Bryce Hubbard. Hubbard, the Northwest Florida State College product from Woodstock, Georgia, did not play in last night's game between the two clubs at Athletic Park. Is a 3-0-1 hitter in 25 battles so far this summer. Pillares is 0-2. Fastball missing upstairs. 7 home runs, 28 runs driven in on the campaign for Hubbard. OPS just over 1,000. He's slugging .590, getting on base at a .439 clip. He 1-2. Breaking ball. Got him looking on the outside corner. First punch out of the ball game for Kenji. Is the first out of inning two. Another left-handed batter stepping in for Corey Thompson's Woodchucks. That's the third baseman, Samuel Fisher. Fisher also did not play in last night's game from Wausau. First pitch from Kenji, misses inside for ball one. This is game 12 of the season for Fisher. Off to a scorching start at the plate. 13 hits, 39 at-bats, a clean .333 average for the Miami, Florida native. The 1-0 misses low. A check swing from Fisher, but the appeal down to the crew chief down the third baseline, Jeremy Brooks, he says no swing. Last ball game played in for Fisher was Sunday the 28th at home in an 11-8 loss to Green Bay. Went 2-for-4 with a run driven in and a run scored. The 2-0 pitch on the outside corner is there for a called strike. Fisher's best game at the dish this season when he went 3-for-3 at Fond du Lac on July 12th. A 6-3 Woodchuck victory from Hare Baker Field. A 2-1. Fouled away, out onto the concourse down the third baseline. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rafters sent four to the plate in the home half of the first. Left a two-out walk from Jorge Degatti on the bases. Lars peers in the payoff pitch. Tapped foul right off the foot of Fisher. We'll do it again. On deck is Max Solis Jr. Christian Smith Johnson will follow. There's 5 left-handed bats to 4 right-handed bats in the Woodchuck order tonight. All left-handed hitters hitting in 2 through 6 spots. Kenji shakes off Duggar twice and comes set with 15 on the clock. The next 2-2. Breaking ball, line foul. Right above the rafter, dug out by the third base line. Another 2-2 here in this battle with one away and nobody on in the top of the second inning. Lara set, here it comes. Another one fouled away in the exact same spot from Fisher. Good fight from the FIU product in his first plate appearance tonight. A long battle between the two right now. Pillares looking to win it and go 2 up, 2 down here in inning two. Fastball fouled away, third base side again. The bat boy tonight, Ashton Crocker, need to bring some new baseballs to Henry Schmielitz, the home plate umpire. Joe Diedrich as well, giving the bat boy his flowers. He's done a great job here in the second half, helping out the team. Next 2-2, a breaking ball in on the hands, fisted foul right behind home from Fisher. 75-mile-an-hour breaking ball there out of the hand of Pillares. The next 2-2 from Kenji. Missing low, count drawn full. Rafters back here at home tomorrow against Kalamazoo, the beginning of a 2-game set with the Growlers after the two teams played a pair at Homer Stryker Field in the middle of July. Kalamazoo right now in Fond du Lac, losing last night to the Dock Spiders. 3-2, fouled straight back again by Fisher. Part of a four-game Wisconsin trip for Kalamazoo, a team that has gone on a run here in the second half in pursuit of a playoff bid out of the Great Lakes East Division. Rafters are in pursuit of one out of the West. They're three back of the first-place Woodchucks. The 3-2, fouled back again by Fisher. Lengthy at-bat, probably the longest battle we've seen between any Rafter pitcher or hitter this summer. How about that? Just heard Colin Kapoor say 13 pitches this will be now after this next delivery from Kenji. See if he can get Fisher. He got him swinging on a fastball. 13 pitch at bat. Give the nod to Kenji. Two up, two down, both by way of the K here in the second. Max Solis Jr. hit fifth and did the catching last night. 1-for-5 with that solo home run in the bottom of inning five. Be a righty-on-righty battle after Kenji's faced five consecutive left-handed bats. The first pitch to Solis Jr. misses low. One of the count, the Houston, Texas native ahead here on Kenji. Lauris goes slider, and it misses low and away. Buchanan, Lordoy, and Duggar will lead off the home half of this second inning. 5-6-7 for the Rafters, and they're hoping to do so with a nothing-nothing tie. The 2-0. Off speed, just missing the zone, says Henry Schmielwitz for ball three. Solis Jr., through 50 games this year, is a 261 hitter. And 165 at-bats as the 3-0 fastball right on the inside corner for a called strike. Solis Jr. drove in a run, went 1-for-3 with a run scored in the All-Star game this year. Him, along with Max Galvin and plenty of other Woodchucks, representing the club in the game. The 3-1 misses outside for ball four. Five-pitch walk issue to Solis Jr., a base runner with two down for Wausau in the top of the second. Rafter fans, your place to stay this summer when coming to watch the team from out of town is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. First pitch to the right-handed hitting right fielder Christian Smith-Johnson misses downstairs for ball one. Similar to Hubbard and Fisher, Smith-Johnson not in the lineup an evening ago for Wausau. The 1-0 delivery, another heater that misses in the dirt for ball two. The North Richland Hills, Texas native from Texas A&M Corpus Christi, playing in his 37th ball game of the summer. 20 hits and 101 at-bats for Smith-Johnson, good for a 198 average. The 2-0 fastball is on the inside corner for a called strike. Last game for Smith-Johnson on the road at Green Bay on the 27th, went 1-for-3 with a run scored in an RBI. 2-1, hot smash on the ground to third. It's gobbled up by DeGotti. He'll throw to first in time to retire the side. Two innings, two shutout frames for Kenji, facing one over the minimum, leaving another one out on the bases for the Woodchucks. Buchanan, Lordoy, and Duggar to do the battle here for Wisconsin Rapids in the box when we return for the bottom of the second inning. Right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future, in a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Battleground, Purple, Swing State. You've heard the terms, but...